Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'd like to thank everyone for calling in tonight. I'm your host, Adrian. And tonight we're going to be talking a little bit about my soul collages and what that does to help people. What a soul collage is, it's simply a magazine that has, you pick out a magazine and you look at the pictures, and the pictures itself tells a story about your life. So, for example, if you're having relationship problems, you're having marriage problems, whatever it is, you know, health problems, financial, you just look at the magazine and you identify what is the problem, and you get right to the course, you know, of the problem. So it's a very interesting psychological method, because when you identify what it is, then you can bring it out in the open and you can recognize what it is and correct it. Once it's identified, then you can correct the obstacle or the problems. But it really helps to identify what you're dealing with and how it's creating a problem and stuff like that. So, tonight, however, we are looking to take some callers. Just as soon as I bring up my radio show, for some reason I'm having some technical problems. But it's very interesting how it helps to create abundance for a lot of people. And how it can help once you get it going. And it always helps to identify, you know, it always helps to identify, like, your angels, your guides, your spirit guides, the Native Americans, and everything like that. It always helps to identify. But tonight, we're looking for some callers, and I am on the air right now, so please call in and get your free tarot reading, and tell them we're just going to play some music here and just go on to help to go into meditation. Let's go ahead and wait for some callers to call in. Thank you. like we got one caller. We're just playing an audio just to see how many calls we'd get. Let's go up to 610 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you tonight? Where are you calling from, please?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay. And did you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I do tonight. Last night I called in and I was very upset and I really couldn't think of a question to ask at the time. I was just seeking help and you did hang up on me. Tonight, though, I do have a specific question.
Okay. Maybe I can help you out.
I'm facing homelessness and I've been looking for a place to live. I'm running into trouble because of bad credit because of the foreclosure that I set into motion deliberately due to a neighbor, problems with a neighbor. So last month I applied for a home, a five-bedroom home for $750 in the Pocono area. So this would be somewhat affordable to me and my family, for my family. And at the time I responded to the ad, they emailed me back that they were pretty sure they had a renter for it. I can't remember if I sent them back something stating, you know, okay, if it doesn't work out, you know, email me back. Well, they never got back to me, and last week I decided to put out another email to them that I never heard back from them. If the place was rented or not, please let me know. If it was rented and it didn't work out with the current tenant, please keep me in mind for the future. It took 3 days for them to get back to me, and they sent me an email tonight stating, as it turns out, the place is still available. Now, I'm really worried about calling them because their ad did indicate that there were no pets allowed. And
right.
I was hoping if I would get the chance to talk with them and tell them about my situation that I might be able to convince them with extra security money to allow me to keep those pets and still rent the home from them.
Okay.
So now I have these doubts, you know, and I was just wondering
well,
if...
Well, we all do.
Spirit
it's
could
just
tell
like
me...
like I read my friend's cards yesterday, and she was really struggling with money, and she didn't know how to pay her rent and her bills and everything, and I did a reading on her, and the next day she got a job.
It's fabulous.
And she kept worrying, and I told her, I said, don't worry, it's so here in the cards that you're going to get it. And she did.
Okay. I know we don't have much time here, so will I be able to get any kind of a reading to help me with this?
Well, it says here that there is an unexpected source of money that is coming to help you. There is an unexpected, the card next to it is what I like to call the miracle card. So that card indicates that there is some kind of miracle that is waiting to happen, which will put you in a better situation. Right now you just feel kind of tied down. According to the Eight of Swords, you're mentally kind of drained and tied down. You feel like you've given up a lot of energy over this.
Yes.
And the Hierophant means that, you know, you've been feeling a lot of depression and a lot of sadness because of the, you know. And the Tower says it is a time of cleansing. It is a time of getting out of the roots of things. Something is about to strike you, which will open up your faith a little bit to the things of the unknown. According to the Eight of Wands, it says you have all the knowledge that is actually coming forward for you. The Star is like a wish fulfillment that is coming true. So yeah, you'll be able to, I actually do see the Two of Cups here. The Two of Cups means these people will cooperate with you. They may even be willing to work out a payment plan. But I do see some kind of money exchange going on there.
Okay, quickly.
Other than that, I do see them working with you.
Okay, one other thing was that when I called my mother to tell her the good news, she put a damper in it, and she said to me, well, just be careful, because I have some friends who live in the Pocono, that she can't contact because they don't come down that often. But they have, you know, talked with her about the problems of the water in the area and how they have to consistently get it tested for bacteria.
Yeah,
and their
I see that too in the cards.
Really?
Is there a lot of swamps nearby there?
Well, it's way out in the middle of nowhere in Pennsylvania. There's nothing but trees and lakes and stuff like that.
Yeah,
in this region. So then I thought, oh my God, you know, I have two immunocompromised children, and you know, if the landlord doesn't disclose something like this to me and my kids become very ill, I will never forgive myself. It's not worth it to take a place like this if it's going to put us in jeopardy.
Well, you've got the will of fortune. The will of fortune is in your favor. Many things are going to start turning for you. I just feel like you're in a web right now, according to the Eight of Pentacles. And usually when you feel like you're in the web, it feels like you're just creating balance for yourself. The Wheel of Fortune is on top of the web, so that's actually really good. Meaning things are going to start turning financially for you. The Emperor means there are some life lessons that you're learning right now, some trials and tribulations, some sacrifices that are coming up. It does say you're going to get your justice and with legal matters. So
I don't really have any. The only legal thing I have going on at the time right now is, you know, the foreclosure and worrying about whether or not the government's going to hold me responsible for subsidy money that there is no way I could pay them back. It was just
well,
a very bad
will,
loan.
But it does say you're getting your justice there. And I think that's where, like, you know how you've been having those worries? The justice is upright, meaning legal matters is going to be good for you.
You know, but I've also had the problems.
You're going to be, kind of in a crossroads with that.
Well, you know, I've also had problems with the neighbor. You know, the neighbor who has caused me thousands of dollars worth of property damage, you know, material damages. It turned my life into hell.
That's probably it then.
But
are you taking them to court?
I have not, because I'm afraid to do so. This all came about because I made a complaint about a safety hazard that he would not correct. And when he was, you know, given a citation, you know, my life took a turn for the worst at his hands, which I've been unable to prove. So I haven't been able to take him to court for any of it because there's no evidence linking him to it. You know, I've tried.
Well, it looks like you're going through a transformation right now, according to the death card. And it's a huge one. Because you're going to be kind of at crossroads with this legal matter, meaning you're going to make two decisions. But the decision that you're making is going to be good because it shows a huge transformation that's going to take off with that. There's also going to be a sacrifice coming up pretty soon that you're going to have to make. Right now you're going
to
kind of feel like the fool, but you're not really, you know, you're not, your judgment has been good, just saying to listen to your intuition on things. It's just telling you, if you have to, it's saying walk away from some things, which will bring you radical changes in your life. Emotionally, things are going to be fulfilled for you, but things are going to be a little on edge for a while. It says here that it's going to be really break your heart to have to sacrifice some things that you don't want to let go yet.
That would be my pets.
Your pets?
Yes, my pets.
Oh, okay.
Either that or giving up the idea. You know, I mean, there's things that I want to
are
have.
Are you really attached to pets?
Well, my dog, I'm attached to my dog, and I know my kid has argued with me that she sits in a cage all day long, and, you know, I told him, look, I feel really bad about that because I sit in front of the computer day after day from every waking moment that I have looking for a place to live. I don't have time to cuddle with her and do things with her that I would want to do with her. And the same thing
right.
goes for my children. You know, there's thing, my one son needs an operation, and I'm neglecting keeping up on his asthma treatment and stuff like that that I am just weighed down heavily with guilt on.
Are you worried about him dying on you?
my son. Yes, at times. Yes, at times I do. With the way he has trouble breathing.
That's why the death part came up. Yeah, you're worried of his passing is because you're worried that you won't have the money to for the treatments and everything. Your love life is going to be good, though. Looks like you're just daydreaming a lot about things.
I told you a while ago, 2 weeks ago, I called in for a collage. Maybe it was 3 weeks. And I was the lady that pulled a paper out that had a brick road with couples walking. I explained that there's like no room in my life right now for a relationship. I don't have any desire for a relationship. My life is just too messed up right now, and I don't need that to cause more problems. I just don't need a relationship. Not right now.
Yeah,
I mean, it's in my heart to have one,
temptation.
But I don't, you know, I don't have, I don't believe that there's really somebody out there that I can trust. That who's going
to
be good.
Well,
I mean, I've been hurt so much.
You have to put your trust in Heavenly Father that he's going to provide the right person for you to trust, because there are some people out there that do have a lot of money that would be more than willing to help you out. I mean, to them, it's just pocket change, you know.
Well, who?
And
how do I get in touch
Heavenly
with
Father
them?
Does have people that are in our lives for that reason. When we get into a bind, you know, we ask our guides and our angels and Heavenly Father, you know, to intervene.
Well, there's nobody, I don't really have many people in my life. It's just my family, my kids. You know, I have a mother, but my mother has caused a lot of distress that I've had to endure throughout my life because of the, you know, her being absent or allowing, you know, her mother to mistreat us and just.
But have you noticed that a lot of prisoners, like a lot of people that go to jail, the first thing that they give them is a Bible?
No, I didn't know because I've never been in jail.
That's what they do. They give them a Bible to read. And it's kind of interesting that they would mix religion with people who are convicts or people who have a criminal record, you know, and they're in jail. And they start reading the Bible and they start turning their faith to God because that's all they read in jail. That's all they can read,
right.
You know. So to me, that's really not a bad thing because that's actually reconnecting them to some kind
okay.
of faith.
And how does this apply to me?
And how it applies to you is that somehow you need to renew your faith. In your connection with your vibrational frequency, because your vibration is very low, and that's why all these bad things are happening. Is to get it's something. There's a blockage. Is what I'm getting.
Well,
you know what
there
I mean?
Is, well, there is because you know I was raised Lutheran, and when I was 19, upon the death of my younger sister, when I was 17. The death of my younger sister, you know, brought me to accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. But going to church and the different judgments that they were placing upon me as far as, you know, the friends that I kept, I had to get rid of, and smoking I had to give up because I was defiling my body for which the Holy Spirit lived and stuff like that. I kind of like stepped back, and
right.
it was also because the more I pursued God, the more trouble I had, and nowhere it was coming from. But I couldn't handle it, and the more I prayed for God to get me through this, the more I would be attacked, and it was like I can't handle this. So you know,
well,
I stepped
that's
back.
Where the dark side, you know. That's where the dark side steps in to test your faith. That is the hour of being tested, you know, with what you're going through.
And that's why
Heavenly Father wants, like, he'll throw obstacles at us just to see how we're going to handle it or if we're going to turn to him.
Don't get me started, please, because I know we don't have enough time. Or do we?
Well, we still have some time, yeah.
Well.
or if there's anything
on your
mind.
I kind of disagree.
You know?
I disagree with the way things are handled, because I really think that if we are, you know, if we love God and we follow God and we try to be good people, that He would shield us and protect us from whatever Satan might throw at us. But yet He doesn't. He allows us to be tested. He allows us to be tried. And I have lived a whole life of nothing but pain. There has just been, you know, some small pleasure of me having some children out of wedlock, okay, that provided me with joy. But it's been a hard decision, and sometimes I regret doing that because of bringing them into the world that we live in. And I can't protect them the way I'd like to protect them.
You know, at least you know your purpose. A lot of people, they don't know their purpose in life. And like my brother, he just recently just committed suicide. And so they don't really have no purpose or direction. You know what I mean?
Well, so
even when people say, oh, you don't have a direction in life, at least you know who you are and where you're going and how you're helping people.
So when it comes to God, and I have to openly admit this, I'm sure He understands, but I do hold some resentment, you know, to
right.
that fact, because I disagree with, you know, Him being a loving God, but yet, you know. So along the years, though, I mean, I have had intuitive I'm intuitive, I'm empathic, I can pick up on a lot of things. The depression that I've been going through over the years has pretty much squashed it, so that I don't even rely on my own judgments anymore and the decisions that I make. I would like to get back, you know, to be able to be free of these circumstances so that I can relax and I begin to learn how to meditate and be able
well,
to.
Well, they say the whole key to the law of attraction is gratitude.
Well, I want to be able to fine-tune my gifts, and I want to be able to use that to help others. Okay, I can't help anybody when I'm so squashed down in the ground. I can't even help myself. How can I help others?
No, you can't, but you can still help others. I mean, I can't say my life is perfect either, but I still help others because it gives my life meaning, and it fulfills me, and it makes me happy. And if it makes you feel happy, then that's what you got to do.
Well, I do, but then, you know, I have this problem, and my mother has brought it up to me and thrown it in my face often, is the fact that when you help somebody, you do so out of the goodness of your heart, and you expect nothing in return. And I told her, well, I don't do these things to help people expecting that they're going to help me, but what I do want is for people to be more like me, to help out of the goodness of the heart, because whenever I need help, there is no one there for me. I am left to handle these things on my own. And
I know, it happens to me all the time.
And so that makes me pull back. Well, why should I help others?